got the manager, Joe Arolt, live inside the clubhouse now. And how about that? This season has seen record after record fall, and another one today. Four doubles in this game for Felix Valerio. That is a franchise record, and he, of course, was just one of many guys that had a big day at the plate as your offense broke through in a big way on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they broke out the sticks today on the Sunday wake and rake. You know, Valerio, I had Tyrone Taylor. He had a lot of doubles for me in Brevard. I used to always joke with him and say, "Hey, you Irish?" He'd be like, "What?" And I said, "You keep doubling." But couldn't really say it to Valerio. I don't know if he would have got it, but he had a heck of a day. We had three other players with three hits: Warren, Campbell, and Miller. Each had three hits apiece. Everybody in the starting lineup had at least one. It was a great game for us. Almost had the shutout there, but finished off. But heck of a day. The defense made all the plays, and it was a fun day here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to finish the homestand, winning your guys'. You get your fifth straight win, 13-1, the final. TJ Shook turned into a good one, too. Five scoreless in his start. And was talking about it a little bit. You know, when he was with you guys at the beginning of the year, struck out nine in his debut, looked great. And then all of a sudden slowed down a little bit with injury. But here he is coming back and turns in a good one here at home. And it could be a good piece of the puzzle going forward.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he was dealing with us before. I think, you know, his first outing back in Lynchburg, you know, just getting a feel, you know, making sure he's healthy type of deal, testing the waters. And today he went out there with some really good stuff, give us five scoreless during that win.
Christian Tripp with his second consecutive three scoreless effort, three scoreless today and seven strikeouts. And he was just in a nice rhythm there when he struck out the side in the middle of his appearance in his second inning. It looked really good. Not sure what he's throwing. I'll have to talk to Carson Cross, but the stuff's definitely there. It looks like a pretty good pickup by the Brewers and by you guys.
Oh, 100%. The first impression was really good, and then again today he goes out there and dominates. So it's we're glad to have him, and you know, he's going to be a good one. He's electric stuff, throws four and two seam, got a nasty split, and working on a slider. But real good stuff today for the three scoreless.
51 wins now for your team, 18 games above 500. That's their highest such number of games above 500 on the season. When the season began, did you see this maybe coming for this ball club? Did you maybe get an idea early on that you had something special here?
I mean, in spring training, I knew we were going to have a very good offense. I mean, watching the guys in spring training, and all the guys top to bottom in the order, you know, I was like, wow, you know, this is one of the better offensive teams I've seen, and especially going into low A, you know, and they've done a great job and lived up to it. And they're all, you know, doing a great job. Great, like I've said to you before, great mix of speed and power and hitability, so the guys are having a good year.
Well, congratulations. That's now five straight wins, 5-1 in this homestand. You guys are headed to the Down East next, and that's going to be a big one. That's a team you guys have played 500 ball against this season. That's a tough place to play, and I don't know what it is about that Kinson Ball Club, but it's always tough against those guys, but good luck in that series.
Thanks, Greg, and congrats to you on a win, too, my brother. We'll miss you down there in Down East.
Yeah, I look forward, though, to catching up after. That is the skipper. That's Joe Arolt live in the postgame. As the Mudcats win this one today by a final of 13-1. Like he mentioned, everybody had at least one hit today in the lineup, and all but three players had at least two hits.